a bit of unscripted spontaneity. President Bush often faces criticism for speaking to carefully selected audiences and for not taking tough questions. Not today. Speaking before the World Affairs Council of Charlotte, a man who identified himself as Harry Taylor confronted the president. Here's the full exchange.
You never stop talking about freedom, and I appreciate that. But while I listen to you talk about freedom, I see you assert your right to tap my telephone, to arrest me and hold me without charges, to try to preclude me from breathing clean air and drinking clean water and eating safe food. If I were a woman, you'd like to restrict my opportunity to make a choice and decision about whether I can abort a pregnancy on my own behalf. You are...
I'm not your favorite guy. Go ahead. Go on. What's your question?
Okay. I don't have a question. What I want to say to you is that in my lifetime, I have never felt more ashamed of nor frightened by my leadership in Washington, including the presidency, by the Senate and the House.
No, let her say. Let her speak.
Yeah. I feel like, despite your rhetoric, that compassion and common sense have been left far behind during your administration. And I would hope from time to time that you have the humility and the grace to be ashamed of yourself, inside yourself. And I also want to say that I really appreciate the courtesy of allowing me to speak what I'm saying to you right now. That is part of what this country's about.
It is, yeah.
And I know that this doesn't come welcome to most of the people in this room, but I do appreciate that.
Appreciate.
So I don't have a question, but I just wanted to make that comment to you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Question.
I'm going to start off with what you first said, if you don't mind. You said that I tap your phones. I think that's what you said. You tapped your phone. I tapped your phones. Yeah. No, that's right. Yeah. No, let me finish. I'd like to describe that decision I made about protecting this country. You can come to whatever conclusion you want. The conclusion is I'm not going to apologize for what I did on the terror surveillance program, and I'll tell you why. We were accused in Washington, D.C. of not connecting the dots, that we didn't do everything we could to protect you or others from the attack. And so I called in the people responsible for helping to protect the American people in the homeland. I said, is there anything more we could do? And there, out of this national NSA came the recommendation that would make sense for us to listen to a call outside the country, inside the country, from al-Qaeda or suspected al-Qaeda, in order to have real-time information from which to possibly prevent an attack. I thought that made sense, so long it was constitutional. Now, you may not agree with the constitutional assessment given to me by lawyers, and we got plenty of them in Washington, but they made this assessment that it was constitutional for me to make that decision. I then, sir, took that decision to members of the United States Congress from both political parties and briefed them on the decision that was made in order to protect the American people. So members of both parties, both chambers were fully aware of a program intended to know whether or not al-Qaeda was calling in or calling out of the country. It seems like to make sense. If we're at war, we ought to be using tools necessary within the Constitution on a very limited basis, a program that's reviewed constantly to protect us. Now, you and I have a different of agreement on what is needed to be protected, but you said, would I apologize for that? The answer is absolutely not.
President Bush, in an exchange with an audience member at the World Affairs Council in Charlotte earlier today, we apologize for the technical quality of the audio feed. Coming up next, the Senate reaches a compromise in the debate over immigration.